response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello.
Hola. Jordan, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay. Kind of sound that way, to be honest with you, Jordan.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right.
What are you drinking there, Jordan? Men's room IPA?
Well, I had some the other day, but mostly whiskey.
Mostly whiskey. You got whiskey mouth going on right now.
Yeah, that kind of goes that way, right?
All right. Jordan, you're going to get busted for one. Is it going to be cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
No, man, I'm fighting that shark. I don't think anybody really wants to catch that case.
Okay.
Yeah. even with bestiality, in theory, you'd get out of jail, but everybody would know you had sex with an animal.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Yeah. No.
It's kind of hard to get a job. Like, you know, you're pretty qualified, but I think I remember you from that bestiality police report.
Yeah, well, no.
And this is a zoo, sir, so we're going to have to turn you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. What pirate's treasure is at the center of the kids' search in the movie The...
Bedroom callers, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Whiskey.
Sucker. Mother... And... Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
In my defense, I said shoot.
Yeah. All right.
We weren't sure.
It's tough with the whiskey mouth.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. You're mumbling so much, man. We don't know.
You're like one step away from Charlie Brown's parents.
Copy that. The Goonies. I don't recall. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Remember?
Blackbeard?
I would say Blackbeard.
One-Eyed Willie, guys.
Oh, One-Eyed Willie. That's
One-Eyed
right.
Willie.
One-Eyed Willie.
Yeah.
The Goonies does not hold me like it. Like, people love that movie.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Like, it was fine when I saw it. I don't think it's great.
Everyone from Oregon loved it.
Well, of course, because they filmed it.
Right, I could fathom that. I'm just saying, I know people that are obsessed with that movie.
It's weird. Like, it was okay. You
know. That's one of those I'd suck it up and go see The House with her, but... I don't care.
I guess. It's like, yeah, it looks like the house in the movie. Cool. Great. All right, your question.
we'll go look at the Goonies house, honey.
What former New York Yankee was nicknamed Mr. October?
Was that Babe Ruth?
No. Nah. Reggie Jackson.
Dang it.
All right, Jordan. What is pencil lead typically made from?
Graphite.
Oh.
Not that one easy.
God, he said that like...
Very astute.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're sober. Graphite. Yes,
well, of course.
Big Dummy!
Damn. Even when you said, what are you drinking a men's room IPA? I'm like, that is not beer. Mm-hmm.
You never know.
We drink enough. I'm like, that is the sound of hard alcohol. That is not the sound of beer.
To his credit...
Beer, you're a little more of beer, man. You know, you're easy to understand, but you're loud.
I mean, he's home. He's not going anywhere, but he was relatively mentally... There.
Yeah. He was.
Oh, yeah. Just the mouth doesn't, and the brain don't connect very well.
Yeah.
He pressed the accelerator. Takes a car a second to get going.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, hello, gentlemen.
Hola. Dylan, are you sober or not sober?
I'm working right now, so sober.
All right, Dylan, welcome to Big Dummy.
By the way, YouTuber just texted, I work with that guy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Dylan, you're going to get busted for one. Are you taking cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
I'm taking the shark. Screw that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think most people are taking the shark.
I mean, even sharks are like, yeah, dude, let us attack you. Everything else is a bad look.
Do you think I could explain
the
way...
Don't have anybody named Jeffrey on the line.
Yeah, could I explain away eating human if I was like, well, they're already dead? It was like,
does that make it better?
I'm just saying,
it makes it better. But
if I had to pick one of the three,
I'd go cannibalism,
like the plane crash with the soccer team.
Rugby. I'm going cannibalism because even if it's not that, like I said, you're still going to jail, but everyone's terrified of it.
Yeah.
Like Hannibal Lecter was only scary because he was a cannibal. Otherwise, you're like, look at this old man. I'm not worried about him. Like, dude, he eats people. And you're kind of like, I'm going to go ahead and keep my distance.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. By the way, Justin, who called in earlier, he's also on YouTube. He says, hey, sorry for dropping the S-bomb on you guys after the one and done about the Ark of the Covenant. Genuine shock on my part. My bad.
Yeah, we get it, dude.
Yeah, Ted even said that. He's like, you can't get mad.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you. Yeah. I get it. That was you were shocked.
Genuinely shocked. All right, Dylan, here is your question. It's multiple choice. What do you suffer from if you have podobromhidrosis? Podobromhidrosis. Is it bad breath, smelly armpits, smelly feet, or bad acne?
I'm going to go with breath.
I'm going to go with acne.
Smelly feet.
Oh. Smelly feet. Mm-hmm. Like athlete's foot?
Podobromhidrosis. Athlete's foot's just a condition. I don't know if it makes
you feel I've really had smelly feet in my adult life.
No, it's when you're a kid, man.
I wonder why that is.
I think it's just the way hormones adjust, right? Yeah. Because kids pit out. They get zits. They take off their shoes, and you're like, my God, man. And then something happens when you're an adult where it's... And look, man, my kid showers every single day, and you're still like, put your shoes outside. Like, let's just go ahead and do that. All right, your question. Java and Sumatra, they're islands belonging to what country?
Say one more time for me.
Java and Sumatra are islands belonging to what country?
I'm just going to guess New Zealand.
I'm not sure if I know.
Java and Sumatra.
Saudi Arabia?
Indonesia.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I was way off.
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
All right, your question. Brown versus the Board of Education brought an end to what in public schools?
I forget what it's called. Ooh, it's that curriculum, right?
What's that?
Yeah, or this here. Brown versus what?
The Board of Education.
Board of Education. No, I'm just going to guess segregation.
You got it.
There you go.
You are correct.
Good guess.
Yeah.
I just
They're come. Letting women in.
We should just know that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, absolutely should.
Gavis Big Dummy, 206-803.
It was a massive landmark case.
It's a big, yeah. And the proliferation of private schools right after that. I'm like, okay. Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Montgomery!
Hola! Corey, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober.
All right, Corey, welcome to Big Dummy.
Team sober.
You're going to get busted for one. Are you taking cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
Yeah, shark attack.
Shark attack for Corey. Awesome.
Actually, I'm very happy that everyone's picking
too.
That. Like, okay, good.
We kind of set it up that way.
Yeah, the first person is like, ah, bestiality. Like, that's a problem to me.
People are excited to see if they know you've been attacked by a shark and live.
You know, that's true.
But the other end of it is you could be dead.
You could be, but you're right. Survive the shark attack, you become popular at the bar. Mm-hmm. Any of the other three, not popular at the bar.
Let me see your dog.
Right.
no one says that.
Now I'm going to take him home. All right, your question. Now, the northern lights are the Aurora Borealis. What are the southern lights called?
Aurora Sorialis.
Assasaurus.
Aurora Australis.
Australis.
Aurora Australis. All right, Corey, what is the capital of Missouri?
Oh, man. The only city I know there is Kansas City.
That your guess?
Yeah.
Is it Jefferson City?
It is, in fact, Jefferson City.
Jefferson.
Speaking of the Jeffersons, according to the theme song to the Jeffersons, what don't fry in the kitchen?
Fish.
Boom.
Got it.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
Took a whole lot of turin. Just get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Ain't no turning back.
As long as we here, you and me, baby.
No, think as long as we live him, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up. Moving on up. Come on, Ted. Duty Top.
Deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah, you got me.
Deluxe apartment.
Deluxe apartment.
Deluxe.
That was when it was deluxe. Yeah, not deluxe. It was deluxe.
It's deluxe. Deluxe.
Oh, hey.
Well, cut them a little slack because they're trying. Yeah.
They used to call that with the cars, too. Like, you'd have a whatever, deluxe.
Yeah, the deluxe.
They would never say deluxe. Deluxe.
God, when I was a kid, I just thought that was the funniest show on TV.
Oh, it's great.
I don't think I understand half the jokes. He was just so funny.
All right, and this is the truth. They was now Sherman Hemsley. He was the actor that played George Jefferson. Do you know his favorite genre of music?
Country?
Weirder than that, as far as how you perceive George Jefferson, prog rock. And I want to say,
he was into psychedelics,
probably. But I want to say, I don't know if he worked with Emerson, Lake and Palmer or something, but he had some contact with them. So George Jefferson, huge liked Emerson, Lake and Palmer. I mean, a massive, massive.
If I was talking to that dude and he started talking about that, I would think it was a joke.
Yeah, I absolutely would think he's joking. Hey, Weezy.
You said MC5. Did you mean Jackson 5?
I meant MC.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.